We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
New England Patriots defender Lawrence Guy scheduled to join us here in mere moments. We'll talk to Jacoby Myers at noon. So make the appointment. Jacoby Myers got jobbed out of that touchdown.
He really did. Still no touchdowns. Then he has the two-point conversion. So he does have that.
Well, there is
but
that.
But no touchdowns. He had a preseason touchdown. Then he had this one called back. He's a snake bit. Yeah, buzzard's luck.
I guess that's a step forward, though, right? Like, you get the two-point conversion.
Yeah, you're in the end zone.
And then you get the touchdown.
Yeah, that's what they were even saying on the broadcast yesterday.
Well, of course, Tony Romo's got to sell to those wide receivers. He's got every excuse lined up.
By the way, I think I might be in the minority. I still like Tony Romo. I still like him.
I don't hate him.
People have turned on him, like, real bad. People hate him, but I like him. I think he's fine. And then if you don't like him, I'm curious who you do like, because we've seen a variety of play-by-play teams so far this year. This week we're right back to the E-Squad from CBS.
Andrew Catalan, James Lofton has Patriots, Jets. God help us all.
Get used to it. They're going to have a lot of Patriots games if they don't turn this thing around. But I don't mind Romo. Like, they were showing a highlight of his he had like a one-yard touchdown pass to Witten, and he was like, one of the best throws I had in my entire career, Jim. I like that crap. I think he's good. I know people find him annoying. And I thought, even though he's clearly a Cowboys fan, clearly, but he also loves Belichick and the Patriots. So I didn't think he was too homery. He wasn't like A-Rod the other night.
No.
You know?
No, no, but no. He was not. No, he wasn't A-Rod. I'm with you. I don't mind him. Tony Romo. And there are way worse. I mean,
way worse.
In big spots,
yes.
Too. Time to talk to our friend Lawrence Guy, who joins us on the Harbor One hotline. Our interview with Lawrence Guy is brought to you by Verizon, also brought to you by Botello Lumber, your Anderson window dealers. Love the life you see. Lawrence Guy, good morning. And man, that was a tough one all the way around. A ton of plays for the defense, but let's just kind of start with, what was the feeling, Lawrence, last night where, once again, you're so close, but it doesn't show up in the win column?
You know, it ain't close enough, you know. It don't matter how close you are if you don't get the win. And pretty much that's the feeling. It's like, hey, we're close, and, you know, it was a tough game, and it was. And, you know, we played our hearts out. But we didn't do enough, you know. We want to keep saying it's close games. We've got to figure some things out and just keep on pushing. But the exciting thing about all this is we understand where we're at as a team, but we also understand the competitiveness that we're putting on the field. You know, like, it's that one play that we need to stop, and it's that one drive that it needs to be changed, that we need to eliminate those and continue to pushing through. But, you know, we went into overtime. Most exciting thing you can do is go into overtime. You only control what you control. And I could say, if you looked at our sideline, you saw everybody giving it their all. You know, it's something that you just like, you're happy that everybody was out there to play. You're happy that everybody went out there and put it all on the field. You're happy that are people that did more than they were doing before did more. And there were some big plays that were made against us and big plays made against them. And we just have to eliminate some of those plays, and that's with every single phase.
Lawrence, you guys were up by 3 with 31 seconds to go, and it was 3rd and 25 from the Dallas 45. What's the mindset going into that play?
You play it down, you know. That's the mindset. You only can play one play at a time. That's just coming from somebody that's played a long time in the league. That's how I look at it. You know, the score is the score, but all you can think about is like, hey, you got to play the down. You know, you can't think about what happened to play before, what happened to the next play. You got to play that down and see what happens in that down and do what you can on that down. That's the best thing that comes to your mind. Like, I don't know what's going to happen the next play. I don't care what happened in the previous play. I just got to know when I put my hand in the dirt, when I line up, when the ball snap, I'm going to play this play and see what the outcome is.
Lawrence, I know that you do rotate, but even for the amount of rotations that you would normally have in a game, I think you're at 49 plays or something like that. At what point as a defense are you aware of the amount of time that you are on a field and having to fight your way through all of the tiredness? I mean, hell, even in that fourth quarter towards the end, it felt like everybody out there was gassed, and an incompletion was almost a welcome thing so everybody could catch their breath.
Well, I look at it like this. When I'm able to play defense, it's a fun day, you know. Being a defensive player, you're like, hey, every opportunity I'm able to out there, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be out there to play the game. We condition, and we work hard in practice. You know, we do what we can to play those type of games. Of if we have to be on the field for a long period of time, or if we're on the field for a short period of time, staying loose, and et cetera. Because there's times you're like, man, we haven't touched the field at all. We're series and series. How do you stay body warm? But we're also conditioned enough to be on the field if we have to, or if we let some plays, we got to be out there and push it through. And like, as you said, we have a rotation, and we get people on and off because we want to keep people fresh. But if you look at it, like, it is not a lot of, like, hey, everybody's really gassed. It's more like, hey, what can we do for the next play? What do we need to do? You know, there's some injuries on the field. So you have to see that. It's like, okay, there's an injury. How is that player doing? Like, what's going on? What it's hurt. So you got all the aspects going on and position changing and et cetera. So you're just trying to figure all that out during the game. But like I said, any situation you're given, you deal with it. There's nothing you can do at that time. You can't take a play back. You can't think about what you're doing. You can't think about what's going to happen. All you can do is do it, play in the now and be like, okay, this is the situation we're in. Somebody went down. These are the players that are in. What do we got to adjust? What do we got to keep going? And like I said, if it's more play time on the field with the defense, it is what it is. We got to keep on pushing with that.
Lawrence, one of the best plays defensively in the entire game was when Juwan Bentley punched the ball out from Dak Prescott right there on the 1-inch line. What kind of boost does that give the defense when they're so close to scoring? It looks like they may have even scored on the play before, but they didn't. And then it looks like it's really just all you got to do is, you know, move the ball an inch, and yet you guys cause a turnover on that play. What does that do for the defense?
It's big. Any goal line stop like that is big. And I think the best thing about that stop was the communication. If you look at those three plays, the three plays that they had, and you look at it and from the ball before the ball was snapped, you saw the communication. And I remember I was talking to the linebackers through that communication, and we all had an understanding where they were going to go with the ball. And that just shows you don't reach the ball out, you know, on the goal line. But it's a heck of a play of being able to hit that ball before it hit that line, mm-hmm. You know, and that's all about, hey, we're going to stop them regardless of what it is. We know where they're going to go. It's us against them. Let's get it stopped. And that's what we did for those two plays. And then, like you said, the play right before, it looked like he was in there, but he wasn't in there. We had him stopped right there on that line, and he had even closer. So that was a great play made, but that it gives you – example, how we are trying to play on defense of playing every single down and not giving up. And as you see, it doesn't matter how close you are to the goal line or how far away you're going, we're going to play to the best of our abilities, the hardest we can and the fastest we can.
Lawrence Guy joining us on the Harbor One Hotline with Gresh and Keefe on Patriots Monday. I know it's 2-4, and even Keefe and I have talked about, Lawrence, that, boy, if you win the Miami game and it's 3-3 with the Dallas effort and the Tampa effort, it feels different. I'm curious from your end, how does this season feel for you right now? Is it snake bit, missed opportunities? How do you put into context where you guys are at through six games?
Well, if you look at the record, like, and being look at the record in the previous years, like, we're in a good spot. We understand that we haven't won a lot of games. We get that, but we understand we've been in a lot of close games with some really good teams. We understand that, but it's continuing to build and not stepping back. And I feel like that's where we're at as a team right now. We're continuing to keep building off these games, because as you see, every single week that it's like, hey, we have a down week in a certain aspect of the game, we get better in it. And we continue to get better and better and better. And as you see, when the competition is high, we're out there performing. We just got to keep that competition high with every single team that we play and play to a extreme level. So, like, when I'm looking for the outside in, I don't want to look at records, because you can't say, well, look at records and look at this. And I don't really talk about the past much, but you look at 19, you look at our record in 19, and you're like, okay, well, there are some teams that beat us, but did you see everybody drop their head and continue to, like, oh man, no, we continue to fight, and that's where we're at. We're going to continue to keep building as a team, keep building that as players, where we can continue to try to win these games and in the best of our ability. Sometimes the game might not fall into your hand, but we understand that, but we got to keep getting better, eliminate those big plays, eliminate the errors, and be able to do that, you have to continue to push each other as players and as coaches.
Did you see the new Halloween movie yet?
No, but I heard it was elite.
Yeah, you heard wrong.
Oh!
It's not great. Yeah, it's not great. Let me know, though. Let me know. Next time we talk to you, maybe you'll see it. It's not great.
I saw Squid Game, though.
Oh, yeah, you like Squid Game?
It was unique. It gives you an aspect of happiness, right?
Yeah.
He had all the money in the world, and he still wasn't happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I get it. So you played a game that could cost you your life.
Kind of hits close to home here for Lawrence Guy.
Hey, Lawrence, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Have a good week, and we'll catch you next Monday, hopefully after a win against the Jets. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a good one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.